So I guess another issue that's important to point out is the idea of this recurrence score being a continuous variable. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I think that touches into your discomfort when you're right on the very edge at 25 of, quote, intermediate.
Right. And I think that certainly the recurrence score provides more granularity, and there's a lot of debate whether why shouldn't it be dichotomous or trichotomous or what is continuous. But the fact is that at the end of, obviously in an ideal world, we like to know yes or no, are you going to have a recurrence or not? That's not an ideal world. It doesn't happen that way. We always end up giving percentages for recurrence. And the fact that you have this continuous variable, I think, is actually not a disadvantage, but more of an advantage, because you know exactly where you are prognostically, number one. However, the benefit from chemotherapy seems to be more dichotomous, meaning that, you know, you don't get much benefit from chemotherapy in postmenopausal women under 25, but you probably get most, if not all, of the benefit over the recurrence score of 25, certainly over 30. But for premenopausal women, it appears that the cutoff is a little bit different. So although the recurrence score is a continuous variable as it comes to prognosis, when it comes to prediction of chemotherapy benefit, it appears to be a little bit more dichotomous, so to speak. You know, like within 16 to 20 is when you start seeing benefit from chemotherapy, and about 25 or over in premenopausal, and 25 or over you see it in postmenopausal. So I think these data are actually very helpful, because now you can also discuss with patients only with a very small subset of patients you have to have the long discussion. Like a premenopausal woman with a recurrence score of 16 to 20, you say you have benefit about 2% distant recurrence reduction, do you want to take chemotherapy for that? But that's a very, very small subset. The majority of the patients is a simple decision. You look at the score, you say you don't need or you don't benefit from chemotherapy, or you need or benefit from chemotherapy. So I think the results of TAILORx are very helpful, actually.